you know, there's a lot to get to. I want to give you a preview of the next hour here just real quick. Because we're going to dig deep into this whole COVID situation, the idea that schools could remain closed, that children would be masked, the military considering vaccination mandates for all service personnel, men and women on all branches of the armed services, all of these things. Are we going to force the military to, you know, hold people down and give people the shot? Apparently, the paranoia at a fever pitch again as they keep trying to push the idea that the COVID Delta variant is going to overtake everything. And one of the common people that has become the target for this administration, for Democrats, is the very successful and popular governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Governor DeSantis has done a sound job, a solid job, a competent job of leading his state during a very difficult time, keeping his economy alive, not sending sick people into nursing homes. And he responded yesterday, did Ron DeSantis, to all the finger-pointing from the White House, from President Biden in particular, talking about the COVID problems in Florida. I want to go to bite number one here. It's part of Ron DeSantis's retort and a preview for the next hour. Here it is.
If you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it. If you're trying to deny kids a proper in-person education, I'm going to stand in your way, and I'm going to stand up for the kids in Florida. If you're trying to restrict people, impose mandates, if you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way, and I'm standing for the people of Florida. So why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you.
I think that about covers it. I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you until you get the border secure, where we know that thousands of infected illegals have been let into this country and dispersed throughout the country. There it is. By the way, the United States is developing a plan now, we are told, to require foreign visitors be fully vaccinated before they're allowed into the country. So get this straight. Illegals can come across the border, test positive, and be flushed into the United States wherever they arrive. Who knows, could be your neighborhood, because they're going to all 50 states. Eventually, they make it to all 50. The first 48 are easier, but then Alaska and Hawaii, you'll get your share as well. So they're being let in, and now the Biden administration developing a plan to require all foreign visitors to the U.S. be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 as part of lifting travel restrictions. How could that possibly be true based on what we just heard? We know that they're not maintaining security at the border. They're paying $2 billion to not finish the wall at the border that would create security, and now they're going to require visitors coming from, say, Europe or Asia or anywhere else to be fully vaccinated to get into the country. And we will not secure the southern border. The hypocrisy is absolutely breathtaking. All right, the bipartisan infrastructure bill is going through this week. You should know what's in it. It's important for you to know what's in it. And then we're going to talk about the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package that will include the Civilian Climate Corps. The Civilian Climate Corps, that's AOC's dream of little brown shirts telling you when to turn off your sprinkler and when you can use your air conditioner. The little brown shirt thugs, the 12-year-olds coming and pounding on your door. Turn that sprinkler off. You're killing the planet. That's her little dream of the Civilian Climate Corps. It's coming. By the way, Amtrak will get, this is the $1.2 trillion deal, by the way. This is the one that is going through with support of people like Lisa Murkowski and Mitt Romney. Amtrak, $58 billion. Drunk driving prevention. No money attached to the provision, but it will require the Secretary of Transportation to issue a standard that requires motor vehicle manufacturers after the effective date of such standard to be equipped with advanced drunk driving prevention technology. I told you this was coming years ago. Years ago, I said this was coming. Every car will have a breathalyzer. It's coming. 100%. I predicted this, I think, the first time in 2014. In a piece that I wrote, was published back in 2014, Drunk Driving, Every new car will be equipped with a breathalyzer. But how will that deal with those that are smoking weed that has a 90% concentration of THC? How will that be handled? There is no breathalyzer for such impairment. But I digress. Meanwhile, diversity recruitment. The Department of Transportation receiving $20 million between 2023 and 26 to increase, quote, awareness of career opportunities in the transportation sector. That's nice. Here's your miles driven tax pilot program. We've already talked about this. Something else that I predicted years ago. I should stop predicting things here on the program because sadly they seem to come true at an all too frequent pace and an all too quickly for me to be comfortable with. The provision of the miles driven tax pilot program, there'll be a module in your car and you will be denied the right to go places in the end. Ultimately, it will control you and how far you can drive and how many cars you can own and whether or not you can leave the driveway because you already went to the grocery store twice this week. I'm sorry, Mr. Gruber, you're being wasteful. You're killing the planet. Highway Teardowns says it will help minority communities tearing down highways for $1 billion and then rebuilding them. 50 to 60-year-old highways will be torn down. Local block grants like the Central Utah Project to divert the Colorado River. There will be no Colorado River if this goes through, from what I can tell. And the list goes on. I will get to the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package coming up to tell you what that mess is about that they're going to try to ram through. And they just might. If not Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, if they don't figure out how to get this thing paid for and say, we can't do that, it'll be the end of the republic as we know it. $3.5 trillion on wishful far-left spending that is absolutely insane. This part of the program brought to you by PatriotFoods.com. Support an American farmer. Go to PatriotFoods.com right now. And for those of you going to Muskox, the website is GoMuskox. GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com. Check them both out. They're free to look at. We'll be right back.